Well, last week, UNC released a draft of its new climate action plan, update on the 2009 version of the action plan. That plan had more than a dozen strategies for reducing emissions and addressing climate change locally. This updated version, the draft of it anyway, has 25 strategies to get to net zero emissions by 2040. That's an accelerated timeline. That 2009 version had us getting to net zero emissions by 2050. Now it's 2040. You can get more information, check out the plan for yourself, and weigh in at UNC's sustainability website, which is sustainable.unc.edu. But we're joined on the phone by Mike Peeler, who is UNC's Chief Sustainability Officer, to say a little bit more about the Climate Action Plan. Mike, thank you for joining us today. Good morning.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to talk about our new plan.
And before we get into the new plan, let's talk a little bit about the old plan from 2009 and the progress that's been made in the 11 or 12, I guess now, years since. What has been done and what still remains to be done?
So as you pointed out, the original plan in 2009 had fewer strategies than the revised version, and probably something like three quarters of them have been either completed or are ongoing. So we've made great progress, notably even as the university's footprint has increased by 27% in terms of square feet, we've reduced our greenhouse gas emissions by 24%, which is great progress.
And that's the 2009 version of the Climate Action Plan. And obviously it was a significant issue, to say the least, in 2009, even more urgent, if anything, today. What should people know about just the state of the climate issue and what we can do locally about it?
So I think that's absolutely right. And the revised draft reflects that urgency and reflects the university's commitment to taking part in action that is as timely as possible, and hence the acceleration of our getting to carbon neutral within 20 years or so, by 2040 instead of by 2050. I think that's part of the reason for the expansion in the number of strategies that we employ, is just the clear need for very urgent and very serious action.
What's been the biggest challenge or the biggest obstacle so far in terms of taking those 2009 strategies and getting them implemented in practice?
So I don't think there have been a ton of challenges. Most of them, I think, moved into practice pretty quickly. There are a handful that we just haven't tracked quite as well, and that's one of our new priorities in our newly relaunched sustainability group, is to be certain that we have both near-term and long-term metrics so that we can follow things like progress in complicated areas like business travel, which the university, to be great as it is, the professors and other professionals must travel. But trying to balance that to reaching our sustainability goals is nuanced for certain.
Zoom might help a little bit there, right?
No, I think that's right. And while no one wanted the pandemic, and it's been awful in so many ways, I do think hopefully we can find some positive takeaways, and that we've improved our ability to communicate from distance. And so now you can think, do I need to go to San Francisco for one meeting, which of course is not a typical trip, but I think the calculus around travel is going to have changed a bit.
Speaking with Mike Peeler, UNC's Chief Sustainability Officer, sustainable.unc.edu is the website. Go there and find out more and check out the draft of the university's new climate action plan, which we'll turn to now. It's got a list of 25 different key strategies, and obviously we're not going to be able to run down the list of all of them, but the plan does a pretty good job of identifying which ones are likely to have the biggest impact, and those seem to be in the field of, and really no surprise, reducing reliance on fossil fuels like coal and natural gas and shifting into renewables, right?
That's absolutely right. And so there are a set of goals through the different ways that we create emissions, either through purchased electricity or through our own combustion for processes that are required for campus. Looking at those and taking a long, hard look about how they can be improved in efficiency and what we can look for in terms of future alternatives. And of course, a lot of things are going to change in the next 30 years that we can't anticipate now. But in the plan, we've tried to build in a clear look forward to new technologies and identifying opportunities as we see them, and looking for ways through multiple mechanisms to to do just that, to reduce greenhouse gas emissions as quickly as feasible.
There's definitely been a push on campus and in the larger Chapel Hill Carborough area for UNC to speed up the process of doing that. What are your anticipations in terms of when the university will be able to just completely divest from things like coal and natural gas?
So I don't think we're prepared to provide a timeline right now, but if you look at the climate action plan that presents the progress in the past, there has been great progress in all those areas in the past, and I do think that these are likely to be big sort of threshold changes as we move forward, that certain things have to fall into place for big changes to take place. But there is there's active effort ongoing to pursue all of those things, to look for there are programs available to the university through legislation. So there's something called House Bill 589, which was set up to allow access to certain parties to renewable energy. And one of the parts of that is something called the Green Source Advantage. And so we're working very hard to try and participate in that, which would allow us to switch to a renewable source for all of our purchased electricity. So something like that is going to be a significant big step rather than the smaller incremental changes.
Shifting to renewables was also a part of that 2009, that earlier plan. What is new in this plan that wasn't in that one? I know there's more strategies in this one versus 12 years ago.
That's right. And I think we have a lot more information. Some of the details around the logistics of some of the strategies from the earlier plan have really been explored at great length through time. And those things that are feasible, I think, have risen forward and will be the priorities going forward. And those things that are not necessarily practical or feasible are no longer on the list. So I think we've tried to build towards things that feel very promising. And we're also, obviously, as we accelerate by 10 years, they have to be substantial. And so this is an aspirational plan for certain. And to meet our aspirations, we need to find strategies that are going to be really effective and make substantive changes.
We've spoken with folks from other local municipalities on this very issue in the recent past. And we just had a story from Carborough officials who lamented the fact that, man, we're doing so much locally to address this issue, but we need some help on the state level. We need some help on the federal level that we're not getting. How much of this plan can UNC do unilaterally, and how much of it requires some outside help?
I think in today's world, it's hard to do many things unilaterally. I mean, we operate within the UNC system of schools, so certainly we will coordinate within the system. We are a part of the community, so as we make any changes, there'll have to be reviews of all those changes by our neighbors in Carborough and Chapel Hill and Orange County and North Carolina, for that matter. But I do think there are a handful of things that we can pursue pretty much internally, but the big advances will require state programs, and hopefully increasingly it looks like there may be opportunities for federal programs to provide support. We work closely with our partners at Duke Energy and try and find every way we can to move forward in both the purchased electricity category and the category of things that we generate ourselves.
Speaking with Mike Peeler, UNC's Chief Sustainability Officer. So what is next? We've got the draft plan that's out now, not the final plan, and I know you're soliciting feedback from folks in the community right now. What's that process like?
So, of course, we would love to have it be an in-person process where we were engaging stakeholders and meeting on these beautiful spring days across campus. But with the pandemic, that's just not practical. We thought about having things like Zoom engagement meetings, but they just didn't feel like they were going to be very productive. And there's good engagement on this topic on campus already. And so what we've done is create a system where people can interact with the plan. We ask everyone to read it. And then there's a system where they can provide feedback on specific sections of the plan, whether it be ideas for different approaches, whether it be just comments about whether something or one goal or not, or one strategy or not is what people think is the right idea. That feedback can be provided to us through the middle of June, and at which point we will assimilate all the feedback and incorporate it all, and then come back with a plan that has the stakeholder input and have a process of final review.
And again, you can get more info on all of that and weigh in at the sustainability website, which is sustainable.unc.edu. Speaking with Mike Peeler, and as we wrap up, what else should folks know about the climate action plan or about the process of getting to net zero by 2040?
I think the most important step is the first one you take. And I think this plan is really bold and is really ambitious. And we are excited about that. That reflects the sustainability's priority to the university. And we are looking forward and actually have really begun the hard work of digging in on all these strategies and finding a way to move as quickly as possible. And who knows, maybe we can exceed that 2040 goal.
Sustainable.unc.edu is the website. Go there, find out more, read the draft of the Climate Action Plan, weigh in with your own thoughts and feedback, and keep following the issue there as well. Mike Peeler, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.